105 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to Shiro's Radio. This hour was created to give you a chance to hear something that you may not even be aware you're missing. Women's voices in song and conversation. In radio, the majority of songs you'll hear and conversations you'll hear in any given hour will be by a man or a male-led band, and most often presented by a male radio host. In fact, 90% of radio program directors in the United States are male. So each week, we give you an hour that turns up the volume of femme voices across genres and generations. You'll hear music and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries, hosted, produced, and powered by women. This radio revolution starts now.
It's only Christmas once a year, so gather around the tree. I'll pour you a cup of tea, please wear a smile for me. I'm counting on my fingers all the days till you'll be here. Please say that you're coming home for Christmas time. It's only Christmas once a year. Last year was so hard with all the friends I couldn't see. Christmas without you was not as bright as it could be. I pushed through those winter nights just wishing you'd appear. Please say that you're coming home for Christmas time. It's only Christmas once a year. You're coming home for Christmas time. It's only Christmas once a year.
I'll keep you warm in December, warm when the cold breezes blow.
Wishing the incredible saxophonist, composer, and band leader Nubia Garcia a very happy birthday on December 18th from the 2020 Mercury Prize-nominated album Source. That was Pace. Check out our recent conversation in the archives at SheRoseRadio.com. Plus, newcomer and newly minted Grammy nominee Samara Joy and her new take on the holiday classic Warm in December. Getting in the holiday spirit here on She Rose Radio, and welcome to you, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you as always as we turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. Stay with me for this week's Shiro interview with Ile. Right now, it's something new from Lana Del Rey, who just announced her next album is coming in March, and she shared the title track. This is Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard?
Did you know that there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard? Mosaic ceilings, painted tiles on the wall. I can't help but feel somewhere like my body, mind, my soul. Handmade beauty sealed up by two man-made walls. And I'm like, when's it gonna be my turn? When's it gonna be my turn? Open me up, tell me you like it. Love me to death, love me until I love myself. There's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard. There's a tunnel. There's a girl who sings Hotel California. Not because she loves the notes or sounds that sound like Florida. It's because she's in a world preserved. Only a few have found the door. It's like Amarillo, only silver mirrors running down the core. Don't seem to notice.
Happy birthday, Billie Eilish. Hers is on December 18th and My Future on Shiro's Radio. Also, new Lana Del Rey and the title track to her upcoming new album, Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? It's coming out in March of 2023. I'm Carmel Holt, and next, it's a not-to-miss Shiro's interview with Ile. Stay with me.
Commercial radio is full of endless obnoxious ads. On public radio, your support replaces them. Subscribe today and keep the SoCal Sound all about the music at thesocalsound.org.
88.5 support comes from partners like Griffith Observatory Foundation, now featuring Signs of Life. This new show is playing exclusively in the Samuel Ocean Planetarium at Griffith Observatory. During Signs of Life, Earth is the launch pad to Mars. See the moons of Jupiter and Saturn and planets beyond our Milky Way galaxy in a search for answers to the mysteries that captivate our imagination. Signs of Life at Griffith Observatory. Info on advanced tickets, parking reservations, priority seating, and other benefits of membership available at GriffithObservatoryFoundation.org. See you under the dome. GriffithObservatoryFoundation.org.
Alt J brings an awesome wave 10th anniversary show to the Wiltern on March 20th and 21st, with a third show added by demand on March 22nd. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound is giving away tickets. Current members of the SoCal Sound can locate contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Alt J, an Awesome Wave 10th Anniversary, The Wiltern, March 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Call something good tonight, make me forget about you for now.
Caroline Polachek brings the Spiraling Tour with special guest Sunan Archives to the Shrine Auditorium on April 29th. Thanks to our friends at Golden Voice, the SoCal Sound is giving away tickets. Current members of the SoCal Sound can see contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at axs.com. Caroline Polachek, Shrine Auditorium, April 29th.
Welcome to my island. See the palm trees waving the...
It's the sound!
Sounds like Orange County, Los Angeles, Ventura County, San Diego. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
You're listening to She Heroes Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. This week's guest has been a professional musician for half of her life. Before the Puerto Rican singer, songwriter, composer, and activist Ileana Cabra forged her own path and became a Grammy-winning solo artist under the name Ile, for a decade, she was known as PG-13, a singer and rapper and sole female member of the superstar alternative hip-hop group Calle 13 with her older brothers, which she joined at 16 years old. She could have chosen to ride the fame and success of Calle 13, who with 21 Latin Grammys holds the record, but instead, Ileana reinvented herself as Ile, following her passion for more traditional Latin sounds, embodying and celebrating feminine power, and her own voice. Her solo debut, Ile Vitable, arrived in 2016, and the response was immediate. Ile was awarded a Latin Grammy as Best New Artist that year, and the album won a Grammy Award in 2017. Her follow-up, Almadura, came in 2019 and was also Grammy-nominated, and now Ile has returned with her most directly feminist, politically outspoken, and sonically adventurous album yet, Nacarile. And she joins us now as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Ile, welcome to Shiro's Radio. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Congratulations on this third studio album, Nacarile. What a clever title. Can you, for our listeners, explain what that means?
Nacarile is an expression that we use a lot here in Puerto Rico. The whole phrase is Nacarile del Oriente, like Nacarile from the Orient. And it basically means like no, like with a lot of attitude. What I like about it is that it's very determined and very sure, you know? So it's like, even if it's something negative for me, it's something motivational because of the way we use it.
I'm excited to dive in and talk about some of these songs. In fact, maybe we could start with the song Traguito with Mon Laferte.
Yeah, I love boleros. For me, boleros is part of my life. It's where I felt that I connected the expression of singing with my voice. Like being a Puerto Rican, we listen to a lot of salsa, and many salsa singers also sang boleros. I like that it can be so elegant, but at the same time, it can be so raw and so intimate and so direct. And it also has a lot of attitude to it. But the only thing that I felt that it was maybe missing was more of that feminine perspective, but not only from the romantic side, but also like from a very firm and direct perspective. So I wanted to play a little with what can be said as micro machismos. I don't know how to say machismos in English. But part of the normalization we tend to do towards patriarchy. And for me, it's interesting because sometimes we are more aware of the bigger perspective, but I feel that a lot of subtleties can go unperceived into patriarchy as well, you know? And for me, it was important to talk about that, especially in this song that I feel that has a lot of attitude. I wanted to do a very street-like boleros, like very informal and very raw. And that's why I wanted to play with this micro machismos, you know, something that we are maybe tired of listening to, like, women are complicated and women are not easy, you know? Sometimes like we tend to believe those type of things And it is crazy, like, how used to we are to listening these things. So for me, it was necessary to speak about that in this song where the chorus says, it's not that I was difficult, it's that I was how I wanted to be. So, yeah, it's like a way of just expressing very firmly that I don't have to live my life pleasing patriarchy. I should live my life with the freedom that it corresponds to me to live in.
Dice que yo no soy fácil.
Ile is our guest today on Shiro's Radio. The new album is called Nacarile. Traguito, am I saying that right?
Yeah,
Traguito?
Super.
With Mon Laferte. I really love the fact that you bring so many other women's voices in with you on this album, too. It starts with Flor de Toloache, who I absolutely love. They're an all-female mariachi band. And then there's Natalia Lafourcade, who's a recent guest here on Shiro's Radio from Mexico, and Ivy Queen, who's a reggaeton star. So not only are you bringing some other Latina women into your music, but also it's across generations and across genres, which is what we do here. Can you talk to us a little bit about your intention there?
Well, as individual songs, maybe yes, but as a whole, like, I didn't think through who was going to collaborate in this album. I think they all flowed naturally and unexpectedly for me. Also, because if someone comes to mind, like, I'm not expecting, oh yeah, that person is going to love the song and they're going to say yes. I expect anything. So maybe I try not to be too attached to a collaboration. But obviously, someone like Ivy Queen, for example, if I wanted really to do something with her, I felt like I needed something to be very powerful, because it's not only about us as women, but also like what we represent from our different generations. And for me, like, she represents so much in the urban genre here in Puerto Rico. Like, I remember being younger and listening to one of her songs and feeling very identified, because, like, I was speaking this recently, like, perreo here is something that we've learned to embrace throughout the years, because there was a time where it was, like, you know, super wrong. And a lot of people still think that way, but now we are embracing the reggaeton and perreo as part of our culture without being so afraid to accept it. And for me, like, Ivy was one of those female voices that needed to be heard, because she wasn't just a female figure. She was a female voice that it was super necessary, especially in that moment where you only felt you were listening to songs that were very abusive and very violent towards women. And I remember being younger, like, I didn't know if I wanted to do perreo or dance or not, because I didn't want to send the wrong message to anyone. But then suddenly Ivy comes up with this song that she says, oh no, I can dance, I can do this, but that doesn't mean that I have to do what you want me to do. And for me, it was so powerful to listen to that, because it was, yes, exactly, like, I can express myself however I want, and it's my decision to do what I want. So it was amazing to work with her, and especially in this song that speaks about that, especially about redefining what something beautiful or something nice is to us. People tend to put stigmas like, women love this, or women are supposed to like this type of stuff that are stereotypical. But I feel that it's not at all what represents what we do like or what we do want to hear as women.
Más vale que las palabras lindas te rindan, o por mi descendencia y los ovarios que me guindan. Me importa poco de lo que me tildan, nunca he creído que calladita me veo más linda. Cuando escupo es como fuego y ácido, se ve que tu palabra es como tu deflácido. Yo los mato rápido, el ritmo decapitó. Yo chambeo, plazo automático.
Ile is our guest today on Shiro's Radio. The new album is called Nacarile. That was Algo Bonito. And speaking of something beautiful and stigmas around female beauty, I remember this really great conversation I had with Lido Pimienta. Do you know her? From Colombia.
Yeah, I do.
And we were talking about the standards of beauty in Colombia. And she was telling me how there's such an emphasis on a particular kind of beauty for women and this beauty pageant thing and lots of plastic surgery. And I wanted to explore that with you. Do you relate to that? And is that part of Puerto Rican culture?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the thing is that here maybe is for most people is more difficult to perceive because Puerto Rico is so small and we feel that everyone is mixed up that, yeah, you can see that. But at the same time, when you see everyone mixed up together, you can see differences, you know, that society can do. And it's something that it is difficult for us because of that, because we feel, oh no, like those types of things don't happen here. But for me, it's crazy, but we still watch Miss Universe, you know, and it's very cultural here to watch those type of contests. And it's crazy how that shows so much ugly sides of many people that criticize beauty publicly. And, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's public or not, you know, like they suddenly feel powerful criticizing the beauty in those type of contests where you feel that you have the right somehow to do that, because people might think, oh yeah, it's a beauty contest, I'm supposed to judge her beauty and say something nice or something bad about it. And it's crazy because sometimes a lot of models are obligated to thin their nose and to have like this particular beauty that is not representative of who we really are. And I do have to acknowledge that there are many organizations and group of people that are trying to change that. But at the same time, massively, it's still not happening. It's like maybe ask ourselves, why do we feel that shame? Why do we feel that there are some types of things that are not representative of what beauty is? And maybe it has like a very way back origin, but it's mostly because we see beauty as something white. And I feel that all comes from that, but it's very sick for me. It's very crazy, but it is a reality. And I know that we don't speak about it as much because some people feel shame from that, but at the same time, it's not something that we want to recognize that it exists. But, you know, sometimes we do have to have difficult conversations.
Exactly.
To make those type of ugly things in our society go away.
Well said. Yeah. And that's exactly what we're here to do. And I appreciate you sharing all that. And I was curious, doing these kinds of songs, is the motivation to start these conversations, or maybe both, a personal response to things that you've been thinking about, that you've experienced, that you want to shift for yourself?
Yeah, maybe it's a combination of both things, because sometimes when you feel misunderstood, it can be so frustrating and it can make you angry. And for me, I feel that I have to find a way to organize those emotions, because sometimes my message cannot be transmitted maybe the way I want it to, because I'm too consumed by my emotions and I'm just expecting to people just to understand. And part of organizing my emotions when I feel that anger, that frustration, is accepting that not everyone comes from the same reality. Not everyone has the same perspective. And we can all learn from each other, you know? I feel privileged that I haven't gone through a lot of things that I know people very close to me have had, something so normalized as physical abuse towards women. And it's something that is painful, is sad, but it also can give you a lot of shame as well. And it can be difficult to talk about that. And especially maybe with someone like me that doesn't know what it is maybe, but I can empathize towards that. I can talk that through acknowledging that I don't know what it's like. We need to talk things through to heal better. And I feel that society doesn't promote the conversation enough. And I feel that for me, in my case, music and composing is my way of understanding what I'm feeling. And every time that a horrible situation happens worldwide, I feel that that could be me any day, you know, because I haven't been through things. It doesn't mean it cannot happen to me. And it's very important to keep that in mind. And that's where I try to write from when I write my songs, because it gets very deep into my emotions and my mind. And I just really don't want this type of horrible abuse towards women and towards society and communities to happen no more. So it's just like my way of speaking about it, because I feel that I need to. That's why I always recommend writing as a tool.
And we just went through these couple of years where everybody was affected by COVID-19. It was the most dramatic demonstration of how interconnected and basically the same we all are. I kind of expected more out of this time. But I think the positive thing is that we are having more of these conversations. We had the Black Lives Matter uprising that happened during that time. And I do think that there's a lot more conversations up about the rights of women.
Yeah, I think like it's super necessary to keep digging, you know, more information. I mean, here in Puerto Rico, being colonized for so many years, like I feel that now we are embracing many things that, like I said before, like we felt shameful about our own history, our own culture. But it's part of learning from that and create something new where we can all feel happy, you know? It sounds very simple, but it somehow becomes very complicated for us because we become accustomed to being mistreated and surviving. But feeling accustomed to that doesn't mean that we should feel that way or that we need to settle with things that are simply not fair for us. Abuse of power works that way. I was talking about that before. You know, it's crazy how people misinterpret what power should be. Power should be for everyone, not only for a group of people. And power doesn't mean controlling people. For me, that's why it's super necessary to speak about this. And we should not let this type of subtleties pass by, because it doesn't matter how small the abuse of power can be, it's still abuse. And we need to speak about it and attack it to prevent something worse to become.
Ile is our guest today on Shiro's Radio. The new album is called Nacarile, and maybe you could pick the next song to go into here. Is there anything that comes to mind based on the things that we've been talking about?
Well, maybe I would say Cuando Te Miro, because it's a song that speaks about toxic relationships and how we as women sometimes feel like we need to rescue the other person. And that guilt is some feelings that they become a pattern in toxic relationships. And as well, the other side where men feel that they should not show their emotions and they just rely on women for them to deal with that. And this song speaks about that.
Y en mi ves todo lo que aguantas y me hago parte de tu.
Ile is our guest today on Shiro's Radio. The new album is called Nacarile. It's her third, and it's called Cuando Te Miro, featuring Rodrigo Cuevas. He's a Spanish artist, I want to say. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, from Asturias.
You had spoken a little bit earlier about when you were growing up. We were talking about, speaking of one of your collaborators, Ivy Queen. I wanted to hear more about young Ileana before you were Ile. Talk to us a little bit about your journey with music and how you became Ile.
Well, I come from a big family, and in the house that I grew up, I was the little one. So I remember listening to a lot of music in my house. And not only my mom and my dad, also my brothers and sisters. So it was a lot of information for me. And even though I had my own moments of, you know, listening to pop music and what was going on in the radio sometimes, I remember, you know, balancing it with other types of stuff. And my dad, he listens to a lot of rock, but also he listens to a lot of salsa And I remember, especially with salsa singers, he used to ask me, like, who's singing in this song? And it was like a good exercise for me to really listen to the interpreter of that particular song and what particular thing it had that it made me recognize that voice or that orchestra, you know? So it was cool because it was like a game. It was fun. But I remember, you know, not having everything right. Not all of them I could recognize. But then when, as I got older, I think it comes from that. It made me listen deeper into the songs and, you know, really understand what they were singing about and why they were singing the way they were singing it. And that's why I felt a connection with bolero afterwards, because then when I was more into my teenage years, I got deeper into boleros because my dad presented me to the voice of La Lupe. And I felt a deep connection because I felt like she was speaking her songs like very passionate and very dramatic, but it felt authentic. It felt genuine. And for me, it was crazy, like to feel that something very deep in my heart. And I don't know, I felt that it was cool for me to keep digging and keep analyzing these female voices in boleros. And I kept knowing more and more. So that's why for me, like I come from my brother's groups with Calle 13. I collaborated with them for 10 years. And a lot of people were expecting me to do something like that, you know? But I always knew that I wanted to play with bolero. And I always say that the first big Calle 13 concert here in Puerto Rico, I sang a song from La Lupe. So I know that my family also knew that I wanted to do boleros sometime in my life. So that's why I started with Ilevitable, playing more with boleros.
And did you play an instrument when you were growing up?
I did. I started playing the piano. Now I feel that I don't know the piano at all. Everything got almost erased from my mind. And I feel a little shame about that because I played the piano for like 8 years. And then when I started with my brothers officially, like it was a very tough decision for me to make. Suddenly I knew that if I wanted to explore more what singing was about, I knew that I had to choose one or the other. Like I couldn't do both things. So in that time, singing was something newer to me. And I've also sang since I was little. It's just that I didn't took it so seriously. And my grandmother loves me to sing. So maybe I gave it a chance. And then I discovered that it's really like my best way to express music. Like I feel that maybe it was my path all along.
Clearly it was. Ile is our guest today on She Rose Radio. The new album is called Nacarile. What is it like for women in Latin music? Do you feel outnumbered? Do you feel like there's still sexism in the genre of music that you're in? And I know you sort of straddle a few different genres, but what are your impressions?
I try to not let it consume me because it can be overwhelming. But yeah, definitely you feel like as a woman sometimes, and now especially with social media, it's like you feel that you have to show something in order to receive some type of interaction with people that is watching you. And for me, I mean, something as simple as that can translate into your music as well. Like suddenly it becomes toxic. I mean, it depends on from where you do it. Because like if you do it as an obligation, then it's not a good thing. But if you do it because you want to, then it's okay.
You mean like being sexy, like yeah, sexualizing
yeah,
yourself?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I respect that. But I also know that, I mean, society just loves to sexualize everything, but especially women. So I don't like when people feel that they need to submit to that. And I do feel that social media can do that just to be recognized, you know, just to people click on your photo, you know? So you feel that it doesn't matter really what music you do on or how talented you are. It's just how good you look or how bad you look. It's very sad. And it also can connect to the conversation we had earlier about beauty and the power we feel of criticizing that. And I do feel that we as women experience that. And the crazy thing is, like I said before, that we get accustomed to receiving that. And that's why I say those type of things, I try not to be consumed by it. But I do realize and recognize that it is a reality and part of our toxic and destructive things about our society that need to be fixed. But yeah, I mean, I feel that also as Latin, it can be even worse, you know, for many people, because especially as a Puerto Rican, I feel that Caribbean people, Caribbean women can be seen as something exotic. And you do feel that with people that can be closer to you than you think, you know, Latin Americans, Europeans, we speak the same language, but sometimes you can feel that distance that you feel, oh, you think that just because I'm from the Caribbean and our climate is like
hot.
Yeah, exactly. It translates like to that. It can be very subtle, but you know, you're Puerto Rican, you're easy. It's very crazy. I can feel that coming from a very unconscious place. Like most of them don't even realize what they are implying, you know? And like I said, with very small things, it's not only Latinas. It's very hard for people to eliminate stereotypes. Naturally, they just go there. And it's crazy because as Latinos, like we are very used to that. And it's unfortunate because like, it's almost like a defense mechanism that we have naturally. But like I said, the conversation can maybe confront that and it can make maybe the other person acknowledge something that they weren't aware about.
Have you had to, or have you ever felt that you had to work harder or prove more than your male counterparts in music, like even your brothers coming up or just in the music industry in general? Have you personally felt that?
Yeah, I mean, I do acknowledge that. Luckily, I come from a big family and I have many brothers and many sisters. And since I'm the little one, I feel that because we're very connected to each other, like they've always shown me that part of reality. I mean, they've always been afraid for me to be shocked by something that I wasn't expecting. So I think that's why they always spoke throughout my growing years about things that maybe are not so cool that I might be confronting. And for me, that was very helpful when actually confronting those type of things. I try to see it as something that we just need to, like I said, speak about. That's what I try to do. Every time I feel that I'm treated in a way that I don't like, I try to say it at the moment, you know, very respectfully. But yeah, I feel that I cannot let it pass by because I feel that I'm sending the wrong message, but I'm allowing it to happen. So I shouldn't feel that way because I shouldn't feel guilty about something that I didn't do. But at the same time, I feel that the only thing that I can do is just say it and say, oh, I feel that you're being condescending with me. Maybe you make the other person be aware of something that they just didn't realize. And especially in work, there's also a lot of people that are just simply disrespectful and the conversation can be tougher.
Speaking of respectful, I want to be respectful of your time. Eli, it has been so wonderful to spend some time with you. And
thank you.
If I could ask you one more question, do you think that this is the most feminist album perhaps that you've made thus far? Would you consider yourself a feminist?
Yeah, I do. I do consider myself a feminist until those terms don't have to exist anymore because like...
Exactly, because we're all equal.
Exactly. Yes. But yeah, maybe. I mean, I haven't thought of it consciously, but yeah, maybe it is my most feminist, but I feel that it depends on the look of feminist because all of them can speak about that, but from very different ways. So maybe this one can be the most direct.
And maybe also I can go out on a limb here and say that it comes with age too, to feel more and more empowered, to be more direct.
Yeah, exactly.
You think that's right?
Yeah, because then you become less afraid of speaking what you actually feel. So it's healing. I really, really recommend everyone to write, even if it's not a song or a poem or whatever. Like for me, writing, it is very healing. So I do recommend it.
Eli, what a pleasure to have you. Before we wrap up today, would you please choose another song off of the new album?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, maybe I can say Escapándome de Mí is one of my favorites. It's about taking a leap of faith when you feel a little scared to confront something new in your life or someone new in your life, but you feel that it might be good for you somehow. Sometimes I tend to worry beforehand a lot more than when I take that leap of faith and suddenly I grow and I learn something new from it. And, you know, it's a good thing to do sometimes.
Was this new album a leap of faith?
I think so, yeah.
Tengo el corazón expuesto, siento que me puedes ver. Te pido no hagas un gesto que me pueda enternecer.
Eli, thanks again for being with us on Shiros.
Thank you.
No me sabe proteger.
Many thanks once again to Ile for being with us. Her third album, Nacarile, is out now on Sony Music Latin. Next, we close the hour with a guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro, Michelle Bacon of The Bridge in Kansas City, when Shiro's Radio continues.
Si me abro demasiado, tengo miedo de quebrar. Y para que duela menos, te prefiero esquivar.
I don't know who said it first, but do what you love is great advice. I'm Andy Chanley, and every afternoon from 2 to 6, I get to play you around 5 dozen or so great songs as you drive home. I love doing that. And wall-to-wall music without a lot of talky-talk? That's pretty easy for you to love. Let's spend the afternoon together on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It's Shiro's Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt, now wishing everyone a very happy Hanukkah with one of my favorite Hanukkah songs from Sharon Jones and the Daft Kings.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Days of love, days of hate, days of Hanukkah, every one of them holds love. Days of Hanukkah, every one of them holds love.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, day one.
Time to light a candle for those Maccabee who ordered burning.
Let a whole bunch of candles, gotta keep that shamas going.
Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Sharon Jones and the Daft Kings on She Rose Radio. It's Carmel Holt, and each week I love to close the hour by turning the mic and the music over to a fellow Radio Shiro from one of our affiliates. And this week, it's Michelle Bacon of The Bridge in Kansas City.
Thanks, Carmel. My selection for this week comes from Zambian singer, rapper, and poet Sampa the Great. Let Me Be Great is the closing track on her incredible 2022 sophomore album, As Above, So Below, and features the iconic Angelique Kidjo. It's worth noting that this entire album was recorded in Zambia and featured local musicians and producers. But this track and its accompanying music video evoke Sampa's culture, authenticity, and self-empowerment with great visions of Afrofuturism. And in many ways, it serves as an homage to Kidjo's trailblazing influence, especially on other African musicians who would come after her. Hope you enjoy the song.
Yeah. These only are the shines. Many men led to their own devices. Tell the story, living at the crisis. Savvy, quite structured to be divorced. The hunter should be licking at my balls. I'm lying, I'm king. Man, I'm lost, I'm feeling it. But the course of what is the cost, I'm healing. I'm dealing with my heroes, so on my floors. When I was younger, you was on my balls. Now it's replaced this. There will never be another me. So I figure I could call my own past story. I'm an exhibit on my name. I'm Sammy, I'm Tembo, I'm Eve, I'm Shumpa, I'm great. Remember when you doubt and fear, you would have your voice and a song in your ear. You can time travel any month, any year. You're the greatest, yeah, I told you, cause it's what you need to hear. Young Tumbleweed, great. Forever, ever, and never, ever, and never, ever, and never. I'ma be great. Huh. And you can never fail, where even when you fall, you prevail. And you can never lessen with the lesson, and I've been pressing. So it's not about impressing, I'm expressing. And every path I pay, still stressing. What Simon said, stay in your lane. If I stayed, I'd be playing with them little wine books, singing Tupac books, still ignoring the fact that the queen ain't glory. So that you can conquer any hill. That's how I feel, that's how I feel. My vision, I'm impeccable. Every strength gained, every stage detectable. Look into the future, full vision, no spectacle. It's legacy, it's what I see. Huh. Remember when there's doubt, fear. You would have your voice and a song in your ear. You can time travel any month, any year. You're the greatest, yeah, I told you, cause it's what you need to hear. Yeah, I'm gonna be great.
Sampa the Great and Let Me Be Great featuring Angelique Kidjo. A guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro, Michelle Bacon of affiliate station The Bridge in Kansas City. Thanks to you for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me, is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. We get production assistance from Emma Philippos. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Check out shirosradio.com. You can support the show with Patreon or head to the Shiro shop for merch, which is great for the holidays. Shiro's is also a podcast on the Talkhouse Podcast Network, available wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Keep in touch on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Carmel Holt, or find us at Shiro's Radio. And until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
88.5 FM, KCSN and KCSN.